Okay, so we've talked about the brain on love, and now I think it's important to talk about relationship, what this all means, and especially in terms of long-term relationship, because I imagine you're listening to this because you're interested in a long-term relationship. You're not interested in one-night stands. That would be a different program. So let's talk about who are you really? And I'm not talking just about the kinds of things that people tend to talk about, what your interests are, where you came from, where you want to go. All of that is part of who you are. But we're going to look on a deeper level here. We're going to look at a developmental aspect and also a brain aspect of who you are, probably in ways you've never thought about prior to this program. So let's start with your personality and how it was formed. And we're going to use a particular developmental theory to do this. That's not the only one to use, but we're just going to use this because I think it is suitable for the subject we're talking about. And I'm going to start with attachment, since most people understand that we're attaching to other people, we're depending on other people, that we need people. Hopefully, we all agree, those of us who are listening to this program, that we as human beings need to feel attached to at least one other person, that we're social animals. And that ability to connect to other people has a history to it. We learn how to connect to other people very, very early on. I won't get into the details of it because there are certainly a lot of details to go into here that could be very interesting to some of you and very boring to others. But let's just say that attachment in early childhood is the safety and security system. It is how safe and secure you feel in your primary relationships, not your home, not the country you live in, but the people or persons that are closest to you that care for you. How much do you trust them? How do you feel when you signal your need for something and that caregiver responding to you in a timely fashion, in a way that's actually what you need and that's helpful rather than something that's unhelpful? So we might think of early attachment as how safe and secure we feel with our most important relationships. And that safety and security comes down to what we might think of as a signal response system. I signal a need and you respond. And hopefully you respond in a timely fashion most of the time, and that you respond appropriately to what I'm asking for, and that I don't have to pay for having signaled you in the first place. So a secure attachment relationship is one where I am reasonably secure in signaling my needs to you. I'm reasonably secure in expecting you to respond in a timely fashion, in a helpful fashion, because it really begins to set the course for how I move toward primary partners, important others, and how I move away from them. Not just how I move toward them, but how long I stay in close proximity and when I need to get away from them. A lot of this is determined early in childhood, and it gets into our body. It gets into our nervous system. It becomes part of that fast brain, that automatic brain that I've been talking about, that is based on memory.